And now the news in detail. Government says that registration officers involved in the issuance of faulty national registration cards in Misengo Village, Kasama District, have been formally charged and asked to submit exculpatory statements following an internal investigation. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwimbu, said the matter was brought to the ministry's attention over 2 weeks ago, prompting a swift investigation in collaboration with the Northern Provincial Administration and the Department of National Registration, Passport and Citizenship. Mr. Mwimbu has revealed that 395 NRCs were issued in Misengo Village between 25th and 31st May 2025, comprising 292 first-time registrations and 103 replacements. He has clarified that, contrary to social media reports, the number of affected individuals is significantly lower than initially claimed.
Regrettable that such an issue occurred owing to failure by the responsible officers to alert senior management when they encountered technical challenges, specifically in Misengo Village. It is on this basis that the Department of National Registration, Passport and Citizenship have since charged some of the responsible officers accordingly and asked them to exculpate themselves. The Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security would like to reaffirm his commitment to ensure every eligible Zambian obtain a national registration card ahead of the 2026 general election.
Vice President Umtalai Nalumango has urged the church to take an active role in combating corruption and addressing the growing moral decay in the country. Speaking at the Apostolic Faith Mission Triennial Council and Conference, Mrs. Nalumango has emphasized that government cannot address these challenges alone. She has highlighted the importance of a strong partnership between the church and the state to promote integrity, ethical leadership, and national development. Mrs. Nalumango has also encouraged the church to develop strategies that inspire young people to pursue leadership roles, noting that the future of the country depends on morally upright and visionary leaders.
When we talk of moral decay and solutions to it, the church has a mandate. Remember, in the Bible, the only transformation that you spoke about, and I'll speak to it, comes from the commitment as recorded in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, mark at and all your strength.
And the Apostolic Faith Mission presiding bishop for Zambia, Bishop Sosten Banda, has called on fellow church leaders to actively engage in nation building.
As a church, we have been taught and are encouraged to pray for and support the government of the day, as per 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, which tells us to pray for those that are in authority and order us to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And the Bible calls this good and acceptable before our Creator.
The Institute of Economic and Social Research has revealed that Zambia currently lacks capacity to effectively combat climate change. Speaking at an Afrobarometer workshop, INASOR Research Fellow under the University of Zambia, Edward Chiwili, has cited findings from the latest Afrobarometer survey indicating that over 8 in 10 Zambians believe crop failure and droughts have become more severe in their areas over the past decade. Mr. Chiwili has noted that although 4 in 10 citizens are not aware of climate change, those who are familiar with the issue overwhelmingly agree that it is worsening living conditions across the country. He has further stated that many Zambians attribute the impact of climate change to human activities and are calling for urgent and coordinated action from both the government and the international community.
More than 8 in 10 Zambians say that crop failure, that's about 85%, and drought, 82%, have grown more severe over the past 10 years. So we did a trend analysis over the past 10 years. Problems of drought and crop failure are on the increase in the past. We need to make sure that we come up with climate resilient solutions to make sure that we address this problem. So on the Global Adaptation Initiative Country Index, out of 187 countries, we are ranked 59 in terms of vulnerability. So we are very vulnerable.
76 passengers on a power-tooled Zongtong bus escaped unhurt after the vehicle caught fire in the early hours of today near the Zanimone area along Great North Road. Lusaka City Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Wulumba Nyambe said the incident occurred around 04:15 hours as the bus was travelling from Lusaka Intercity Bus Terminus to Nakonde. Mr. Nyambe said the Lusaka City Council Fire Brigade responded promptly at 04:15 hours emergency call, but the bus had already been moved to a nearby workshop by the time they arrived. He has added that the bus driver, Bellington Mwape, aged 38, with the help of other individuals, managed to evacuate all passengers safely before the fire could cause harm.
The council received the emergency call at 04:15 hours and the fire brigade responded swiftly, arriving at the scene by 04:20 hours. The bus was transporting 76 passengers from Lusaka to Nakonde when it experienced, you know, this fire outbreak while en route. The driver of the bus, namely Mwape, with the assistance of other individuals, successfully evacuated all passengers from the vehicle. Despite the fire, Mr. Mwape managed to drive the bus to a nearby workshop, prioritizing the safety of the passengers and attempting to minimize further damage.
Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga has confirmed that no injuries were reported and added that investigations into the cause of the fire are ongoing.
As we proceeded towards the garage to have the vehicle attended to, the bus suddenly caught fire due to a suspected mechanical fault involving burning airbags. The driver jumped off the moving bus, which later rolled to the eastern side of the road and was completely gutted by fire. No injuries have been recorded and all passengers were evacuated safely. The Zambia Police Service commends the driver for his alertness and quick action in ensuring that all passengers were out of danger before the fire engulfed the vehicle. Investigations into the exact cause of the fire are underway.
The Zambia Renewable Energy Association has signed a memorandum of understanding with the University of Zambia aimed at advancing research in renewable energy and bridging the existing knowledge gap in the sector. Speaking during the signing ceremony, Zarena Chairperson Professor Joseph Mtale said the agreement will help ensure that Zambia's renewable energy sector is anchored in research, innovation and relevance. He said the partnership aligns with Zarena's strategic vision of developing a sustainable renewable energy sector, which also provides a platform to nurture young talent and accelerate the adoption of clean energy across Zambia and the African continent.
As I indicated, the MOU that we will be signing today with Investor Zambia outlines our shared aspirations to co-host academic and public fora, jointly develop research initiatives, support training modules, facilitate internships, and promote UNSA Solar Energy Center testing laboratory with a focus on quality assurance and solar energy products.
Meanwhile, UNSA Vice Chancellor Professor Mondia Moya has described the MOU as a critical step in establishing a framework that supports research-led development in the energy sector.
This partnership is not only symbolic, but also deeply strategic, reflecting our shared vision of advancing research, innovation, and sustainable energy solutions for Zambia and beyond. Because if we generate energy in here, we can well it to other neighboring countries as well. As outlined in the Memorandum of Understanding, the collaboration seeks to establish a framework of cooperation between Zarena and the University of Zambia, or UNSA in short, in support of renewable energy research, education, innovation, and policy advocacy.
And Africa Solar Industry Association Chief Executive Officer John Van Zuylen has commended Zambia's progress in the solar energy space, noting that the government has shown strong commitment to advancing renewable energy solutions.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.